This is the end of part A. Go on to the next page. Now read along with me as I read the directions for part B. Remember, you should not read ahead or turn the pages while the directions for this part are being read. Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will hear several questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hey, Gloria, how would you like to increase the extent of your educational and historical background?
Steve, I don't understand what you're saying at all.
I just took my final in History 101 this morning, and I'm trying to get rid of the books. They cost $80.
Why don't you try to sell them back to the bookstore?
I tried, but they'd only refund $20, and I paid so much more for them. I'd like to get at least $40.
Well, I'm not going to take History 101, so I'm not really interested in those books. Maybe you should ask some other friends.
I already have. Everyone I know has already taken History 101 and doesn't want those books.
Why don't you put up some advertisements in the history building? Maybe someone you don't know will call you and buy them.
I'll try, but I don't think that'll work.
Then you'll have to go back to the bookstore. After all, $20 is better than nothing.
Number 31. What is the topic of this conversation?